welcome back to episode 8 of the Flying Dogs podcast, where, as promised, we're going to go through some ring party questions, as well as talk about some of the shenanigans that we got up to at the BFA Only Fools and Pooches competition. So today we've got me, Nikki, as normal, and we've also got Joe, as normal.
Hey!
And we've actually got a guest speaker today, our editor extraordinaire, Hannah Banana.
Hey!
Hey,
she's too cool for school.
Anyway, so we are going through some ring party questions then. So at the moment, I'll pick them randomly. Who wants to answer it?
Don't point at each other.
Okay, so Josephine.
Hello.
Which one of these is classed as distraction and not interference? Now I'm going to give you four options and I want you to give me two correct ones.
Is that like countdown?
I don't know. I have no idea. Hannah, can you find out the countdown?
Countdown.
That's the countdown.
Countdown.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you find
it's
it?
Too old for you, Hannah.
Yeah, let me just say it.
I'll
insert it right now.
Oh, blimey. What are you going to insert? We talked about that in the last one, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
Flappy Birds.
Flappy Bird. I had to explain that to Hannah. And then she proper laughed.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Why it was so funny.
I didn't get it. I edited it and I listened to it and I didn't get it.
Okay, yeah, so which of the two of the four apply? So we're talking about distraction, not interference. A dog who interferes with the opposing team dogs in the warm-up.
Okay.
A dog who crosses the centre of the lane to retrieve its ball.
Okay.
Any inanimate hazardous object that distracts.
Hazardous?
Well, that's what it says.
Like petrol.
Or like other hazardous objects, like
a knife.
Ham sandwiches.
A grenade.
Well, it's not going to be there, but I think there's more likely to be a ham sandwich. Any inanimate hazardous object that distracts a dog. And the fourth option is the opposite lane's ball rolls over. However, their dog doesn't chase it, so it rolls over into that lane, but the ball catches the dog's eye and results in the dog not completing. So that's essentially, I think that's painting the scenario of you're in the blue lane and the red lane's ball runs over into your lane, it catches your dog's eye, which results in you not competing.
Right.
But the red lane dog doesn't chase it over.
Well, I had my fingers raised for the one and two, but then I didn't listen to
one
three.
And two.
Yeah, just go through them again.
Okay,
I'd say so one is interference.
I would say one is interference.
I wasn't really listening.
Sorry. What did you get in GCSEs?
Oh, I did shit.
A dog who interferes with the opposing team's dogs in the warm up time.
Oh, that's interference.
Yes,
that's fine.
I would agree. A dog who crosses the centre of the lane to retrieve its ball.
So that's distraction.
Yes, I would agree. Any inanimate hazardous object, such as a grenade, petrol, or a ham sandwich,
or a packet of spicy crisps that people put in their pockets.
That's distraction.
That's distraction. You're a trouble causer. Any inanimate hazardous object, such as a grenade, ham sandwich, or petrol, that distracts a dog. And the fourth one is opposite lane's ball rolls over, but their dog doesn't chase it, but the ball catches your dog's eye and results in your dog not competing.
Yeah, so that'd be two and three in this case, B and C.
Yeah, dog who crosses the centre of the lane to retrieve its ball and any inanimate hazardous object that distracts a dog. Yes, I would agree. Hannah Banana?
I would totally agree.
Excellent, good. I am glad.
I mean, you've done a lot of work around number four, haven't you, with Harper? Because at the beginning, if a ball had rolled into lane, she'd be like, woohoo, party time.
Yeah.
But she ignores it now.
She does ignore it now, yeah. And that was quite a lot of hard work, night after night after night, yeah. Of literally
launching balls at
her. Launching balls at her.
And telling her to leave them.
Telling her to leave them. And if she left them, she got a treat.
Yeah.
yeah, but that was, and sending her for a ball, and as she's running back to me, people kicking balls towards her, rolling balls, everything. And every time it caught her eye, you know, told her to leave it. And actually, once she got the gist of it and got her reward of the tuggy, because if she'd brought the wrong ball back, then she didn't get she didn't get her reward. But if she kept hold of the original ball, then she got her reward. Yes, so I would agree those are the correct answers. So, right, Banana, this one is yours. You have to answer this one. This is, you're a line judge. During the heat, dog one goes through the start-finish line and proceeds up the lane. The fault light then comes on. The ETS was clearly triggered by the handler's arm or toy passing through the beam in the gates.
Hmm.
Is this a fault?
Yeah. Don't ask me to explain why, because but it is.
It I faulted it on my little device.
Yeah, did Joe's holding it again. Yeah. see what I mean last time.
I know. I feel sorry for you. Honestly. She looks like she's playing Mario Kart.
She does actually, yeah. Yeah.
And she's losing.
Yeah, it's a fault because you can't trigger the lights with anything.
But so yes, Anna, Banana, I would agree. Yes, you're right. Okay.
Always.
So between the two of you then, I love being quizmaster.
We know.
When should a loss be recorded? Now quite a lot of the questions on Ring Party is scribe. They really are quite scribe heavy, which I think is good because there's nothing more annoying than when the scribe inputs the wrong results. So I do think scribe needs to be more in-depth, the training for that, but I don't think the Ring Party training is the correct. Oh, there's no, that's controversial.
It could almost do with a separate scribe.
But not a separate scribe training.
Just an exam.
No. I agree in separate scribe training, but what I think you need is you need to input it as if you are inputting in scribe.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you see how they would go about that? I don't know.
So not just a multiple choice?
No.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah.
So this is a scenario. Watch this race.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now put the results in.
Mm-hmm.
Think how many teams only have, like, a handful or maybe even less, like, people that can do scribe. We don't have many.
No, we have Lou and Liz, don't we?
Because it's so confusing.
Yeah.
You can do Ring Party training and it still won't make sense when you come to the
screen. So it says, you know, what do you put it as a win-win, loss-loss, or a this?
But then you don't know what the screen looks like.
But actually, I think it would be much more beneficial if you actually saw what the screen looked like, knew where everything was on the screen, and learn how to go back a race or back a leg and input the results on and click on the button to change results if you've inputted them incorrectly.
Yeah.
That would be more beneficial. However, people, I think, stray away from scribe because it can get quite complicated, because it's quite pressured and you've got the judge going, you ready? You ready? Yeah, come on, you ready? You ready? I mean, I don't mind scribe.
But you kind of only really done scribe since you've judged, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because you now understand it because you've judged.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, obviously, I did it before, but I do it a lot more now. Yeah. I know my way around the screen a lot more because of judging. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so scribe, when should a loss be recorded? Now, as a scribe, I would like to think that you would only record a loss when the judge tells you it's loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, which you do,
don't
you?
So actually, this is more of a judge question.
Yeah.
I think personally, because if the judge doesn't tell you it's a loss, don't record it as a loss. Mm. You put in the results that the judge has told you. But equally, if the judge tells you wrong, have the confidence to question it.
Do all judges shout?
They should do.
But they don't, do they?
But they should do.
Mm.
Yeah, they should. They should tell the results to the scribe. Describe. Yeah. So if they don't, it's not down for the scribe to the, and that's where the issues have come, because people scribes
like the singles.
Yeah. And you know, so let's take for instance loss in singles. When would a loss in singles be recorded?
God, you're putting us on the spot now, aren't you?
I am, yeah, this isn't in the Ring Party question.
Well, singles would normally be win-win, wouldn't it, if they've both completed? So I guess a loss-loss would be when they don't, when neither of them complete.
No, they need to go clean.
Yeah, because they can't rerun. So
yeah, so you can complete by clearing your fault.
But they, yeah, you can't clean. Clear a fault. Clear a fault. You can't clear a fault in singles,
no,
can you?
No, no. So
I guess if they both went early or they both had faults, that would be a loss-loss.
Yeah, yeah, it would be. Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. However, in this one, this is for a team. So when should a loss-loss be recorded? Choose three that apply. Now you're listening carefully.
Yeah.
Okay, first option. Both teams choose not to rerun dogs.
That would be a loss-loss.
I would agree. Second option. NFC or a tag team competes against a team with less than four dogs.
That would also be a loss-loss.
I would agree. Both teams have broken out three times.
Yeah, loss-loss.
A team who has completed with faults.
No, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. One team has completed a clean run.
That's fine.
Yeah, so you're correct. So you're saying the first three.
Yeah.
So both teams choose not to rerun dogs, so that therefore neither completed. That would be loss-loss. An NFC team or a tag team competes against a team with less than four dogs. That would be a loss-loss. And both teams have broken out three times during that competition, which would also, because you can't you can't win after you've broken out. So, yes, I would agree with that. So there are our three.
Because it's kind of similar, can we skip across to Foundation BFA, talking of three dogs running? They've just brought in a new rule, haven't they? That if you don't run with four dogs in the team, they're going to take off a percentage of your...
25%.
Yeah, that's in the new rules, isn't it? If you haven't got off. And I agree with that.
I do, massively, because we lost out, didn't we?
There's nothing more frustrating than getting together a team of four foundation dogs and all but one of them run clean all day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're competing against a team with two dogs in that have run half the amount of clean legs that your full team has run, but because they've got 100% and you've got 98%, they win.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's horrendously unfair. So I completely agree. If you haven't got four dogs, is it 25% per dog?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
I think so. If
I don't think, do you know what? I don't think it was. I think it was
just blanket.
Just
if you haven't 25, got.
Yeah.
So I do agree with that.
I do.
Yeah. And in Little League racing, if you haven't got a team of four dogs, you're not completing, so
no,
it would
that's
be a loss.
Right. Yeah,
straight away.
Yeah.
But it's slightly different with foundation because a lot of foundation it's not racing, it's just starters, it's an introduction into racing, but that is soon to change with the new BFA rules in that you have to be of a BFA standard for the racing.
Doesn't really break down what that is, though.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And how are the judges going to enforce that?
Yeah.
If it's not, you know, black and white. I think judging in UKFL, in my opinion, seems a lot more straightforward, especially when it comes to Little League. These are just moving. I think that Nikki's quite old now.
And it was Hannah that wanted to move,
and she's
not
sitting
me.
On the floor and she's aching.
Sorry. It was Hannah that was like nudging me going,
I'm getting old now.
She's getting old.
I'm only 21.
Oh, God. We've said all along, haven't we, that we are a lot more akin to the UKFL way of doing things. And that's just basically because we do UKFL much more.
Yeah, the other rule I understand it, but I don't agree with it, is that in BFA, is that no children. Stop. Is there no false starts?
Oh, it's a BFA. New one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just
that's
coming,
only because
it?
I've just put you on start,
I thought
dog.
She was saying there's no children.
I know, there's no children.
That is crazy. Sign me up.
No, because it stops you pushing for a good start.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So you're spending your however many legs pushing for a start, but you don't quite want to go fast too fast because you don't want to get a false start.
Yeah, I know. But equally, BFA will say you should be pushing for that 0-0 start every single time.
Yeah, but you need
to be
able to...
you're holding back.
No.
But then, at the same time, I kind of agree, because then...
That's
if
not
you
why
don't
they...
have false starts, then your dogs aren't running an extra...
And that's why
legs.
They're not doing it. That's because they don't want that start dog running extra legs. It's nothing
but
to do
BFA,
with...
You only run best out of five anyway, legs, which is what we couldn't understand, that our dogs hadn't got as many points at this competition.
That's right.
And we were like, why on earth have our dogs not got as many points as they got in the last competition where we didn't do quite so well, where every single leg was, and it was because we didn't have to go to the five legs every time. I think we won 3 out of 5 on every single race, didn't we?
Yeah.
So
the dogs didn't run as much.
Whereas the last comp, we didn't drop a single leg, did we? Our score sheet would have said, win. And clean. That was quite a boring day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Although, I mean, this was where I put my foot royally in it. This was the only Fools and Pooches competition. Where
should we talk about Friday night?
Yeah, let's talk about Friday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah, let's talk about Saturday night first. So, go on, Joe.
So we arrived on Saturday night, having last minute been told there was a camping space, so we camped. So two of us camped, didn't we? So we went to the evening entertainment, which, to be fair, was great, wasn't it?
It was good, actually.
Yeah, we arrived. We got our drinks. We went and sat down. We sat by Houston, who had their... When they took their pants off, they had
Well, we had to get names of the team, didn't we?
Oh,
first.
We did.
So we didn't even know it was happening, somebody mentioned it, didn't they?
And I had to be unfair. I had seen it, but I disregarded it because we weren't camping.
Yeah.
So I hadn't then envied the fact that this human flyball. So there was human flyball races, wasn't there? And we all had to decide, and we were put on the spot, really, weren't we?
With our team name,
and it was like we were given a C2 form, weren't we? And said, put your names down on there. And we're like, oh my goodness, what on earth are we going to call ourselves? So obviously Jo's just been inaugurated as a mayor. So she was Mayor Jo. We had to put our name and shoe size.
Wasn't it? Name and shoe size.
Find it,
Hannah. Age, name, shoe size.
Height.
Yeah, there was a height on it as well, because obviously we're a height dog or height human. And so we put Mayor Jo and...
Oh, you were Captain Critical.
And I was Captain Critical.
I can't think where that came from.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
She's got it. Here we go, Hannah.
So
right,
our team name was
The Flying Dogs,
Podcast.
Obviously. So what was Mayor Jo? What was her age?
She was 93. She was 5'1" and her shoe size was size 9.
5'1", shoe size almost as tall as you.
I'd never have fallen over, would I?
No, you wouldn't have. Absolutely not. And what was I?
You were, your name was Captain Critical. You were 103. You were 6'2", but with a shoe size of 5.
I'd have fallen over all the time. I loved Hannah's. You were going to run twice, weren't you? So I think the first one was a bit boring.
The mole.
But let's go on. Let's go on to Hannah's other name. Go on. What was it?
It was Any Takers Currently Looking.
Because these are the names that they had to read out. So the lady who was reading it out, she kind of skipped over everyone. She just said, we've got such and such a team here, and they've got Brian, Pat, Margaret and Jeff running. And then, and she didn't go into age, height or shoe size, but for Hannah... She read the lot, didn't she? Go on then, Hannah. So, Any Takers.
Yeah, currently looking. That was my name. Age range between 25 and 38. Height preferably taller than 6 foot. And shoe size.
The bigger the better.
This is the best.
The bigger the better.
Yeah, so she didn't get any takers there, did you?
Yeah.
No.
Sadly.
I know.
So we're having some T-shirts made today. And
names, you should have been Captain Critical.
I know, but I had to get the order in today. So
I should have been Any Takers, and I should have had my phone number.
Maybe a QR code.
A QR code. People could just scan you, book themselves in.
Yeah.
Crikey, Hannah. Honestly, I tell you what, we could monetize that, couldn't we?
We could.
Every time someone scans Hannah, we get a ping.
Yeah, you hear it go ping on your phone.
Yeah.
But like, what, 50 quid per scan?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not entirely sure you're that valuable. Maybe 75p.
Oh, you got to round up to a pound.
75p?
Well, yeah, because it makes it more... She makes it more attractive because it's less than a pound.
Maybe 99p.
99p.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go 99p. What you need is volume.
Sorry?
I don't know, she's quite loud.
No, she needs it more rather than less.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a special offer.
Yeah.
Like,
buy one, get one free. Yeah. Ooh, Louise. She's single. Oh. I'm not entirely sure we can use any of this podcast. So let's talk about the human flyball, which is what we were going to be talking about. Yeah. Go on then.
So we pop a ball as high as you can in between your legs.
We didn't necessarily have to be as high as you can. You could have put it between your ankles if you'd have wanted. You just had to put a ball between your knees, would it? No.
A few people had it between their knees.
Wobble that it stays, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So the first team, I lost mine. We were probably about team number 7 or 8 to run, weren't we? So we'd seen quite a few running before. So they were all running down. Then the idea was that you had to jump over a jump and then jump over another jump. And they go round a bucket, squat over the bucket, lay an egg in the bucket.
You didn't lay an egg, you laid the ball.
And then come back without your ball. So a few did it and they were really good, weren't they? Some were really good. And then it was Houston's turn. So Houston stripped off their outer layer and had leggings and Y fronts. And on the back of their Y fronts, they all had H's sewn on the back, which obviously was quite funny. And then they put their balls in position and they went down. The first one went down, squatted over the bucket, and the ball stuck. And we were like,
Why is that ball stuck?
Anyway, they had a bit of a wiggle and then it dropped out in the bucket. They came back down. And it was only when their fourth person went down, it really stuck. And you could see someone said, they've got Velcro.
Yeah. Julia had stitched Velcro.
And they'd stitched Velcro on the Y crunch. So they were eliminated, weren't they?
They were, yeah.
Because they were naughty. It was funny.
It was very good.
It was funny.
It was good. That was a really good fun night, that, wasn't
it? It was good. And nice clean fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And we've never really kind of socialised with BFA, have we? And they were all really lovely, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we said last time, didn't we? The only fools would be... Oh, forgot to caveat it. We won, didn't we?
Won what?
The racing. We won our division. No, we didn't win human flyball.
Yeah, we did win our division. Yeah, because that's where we went. Clean, win, win, win.
Yeah, yeah. So it's always a really lovely comp. And again, it was a really lovely comp again, wasn't it? Mm. Really well run. I think... The only Fools and Pooches comp, and I think now Carry On's are doing a comp, is the only thing keeping me in BFA.
Yes.
Because a lot of the others are a bit far away for us, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can only compete one day.
Yes.
So it's just not worth going that far to have a one day competition.
Yeah. So that was a lovely comp. Really enjoyed that comp.
It's quite wholesome.
Wholesome fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the dogs enjoyed it as well, didn't they?
It rained a bit, wasn't it?
So
yeah, well, we all went down the day before, didn't we?
So it was quite nice that, like, you know, we weren't running around, I had lack of sleep.
Oh, we had that flipping tent that we had to put away.
that was hilarious. We'll put the video on.
Yeah, we'll share the video on.
Yeah, and we camped right by the road, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, although I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it once the
banana
shut.
But I was in a tent. Every time a car, a lorry, anything went past, the floor would just vibrate. And I was scared that someone was going to crash and come through the bush and kill me.
Well, you weren't that scared, because I did say that we would put our vans the other side of you.
Yeah, but then it would have hit your van and I still would have died. So what's the point?
Yeah, that's a point. Foundation team did well as well in that competition.
They did well. Yeah. Millie didn't like it there, did she?
Oh gosh, no. Millie got really spooked, didn't she, on her first race?
It could have been the man with the brolly. Because it was on and off raining.
Yes, it was, yeah.
I got soaked when I was box judge.
Oh, you did, yeah.
We were under the cover, although the paperwork did get soaked.
Yeah. Something went because BFA are having a bit of a delay in issuing hat cards for your dogs.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So, yet again, we queue up to have our dogs measured. Because in UKFL, you need to have them measured once, don't you? Once or twice?
Once.
You get your dog measured, and as long as it's, you know, over 15 months. Is it 15 or 18?
Yeah, 15.
15 months, you could get your dog measured, and that's it. Whereas BFA, it almost seems like you have to have your dog measured 4 times by 8 different people. One's got to be wearing a red hat, and the other one's got
got to have odd socks on.
Someone's got to have odd socks
on. One of them's got to be on a Thursday.
Yeah.
After 6 p.m.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, for crying out loud, this is ridiculous. And we're still, you know, I've had my dog measured so many times. And there's always a huge queue for measuring, isn't there? And so obviously Lola and Rowan pitched up and didn't, they missed measuring. And so I left it blank on the form. And luckily, the only Fools and Pooches lady, she said, oh, Conway, you need to put a height in here. And I said, but they've not been able to get measured. So if I leave it blank, surely you just deem that as a full height. She said, no, you need to have a height on it. I said, but if it's blank, just deem it as full height. No, you need to have a height on it. I said, but we've got heights for the other two dogs in the team. So we're going to be running at 11 inches because that's what Aura and Harper have been measured that day. No. If you leave it blank, you won't get any points. So just wrote 12 inches or full height. And I said, my stupid thing, my dog's been measured 47 times by 89 people. One with a red hat, one, you know, and all this stuff. And she just looked at me as if I was bonkers. And she said, and I said, I've not had my height card and blah, 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 blah. I can't believe. And there's always a big queue. And she said, well, have you checked the master height document list?
The what?
I said, the master what? She said, the master height check document list. I said, no. Where would I find that? She said, if you go on the BFA app, on the BFA page, you can find it on the downloads and then check to see where your dogs are. And so very, very tail between legs, I went, oh. Would you mind showing me on my phone where that is? Hannah's groaning now. Oh no. So she showed me and so scrolled down, found my number, found Harper. She'd been measured and she is officially 11 inches. Aww. And so there was me whinging and moaning and I didn't even have to get her measured. So it was just my ignorance, not knowing. So if you're in BFA and your dog's been measured the correct number of times by someone with a red hat and odd socks after 6 p.m. on a Thursday.
And they have to have a little bit of study.
Chances are you're on the list.
Yeah.
So Rowan and Lola.
They weren't on it.
Oh, okay.
They weren't on
so
the
I
list.
So I wonder when Harper got her final
I don't know.
Measuring.
I don't know.
Probably last year.
Yeah. Well, we did.
We did Blue Skies as well.
We did, but Rowan and Lola were there as well.
Yeah. They didn't get measured.
I don't know.
It was just your two that got measured, that one as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that might be why.
So I don't think Aura will be on it because that was like, she needed two comps, hadn't she?
We do like BFA. And actually, after the Only Fools and Pooches, I think we got a little bit more love for them, didn't we?
Yeah.
And actually, I quite like block racing.
I do, actually. Well, sometimes.
Quite like block racing.
Especially on like the day that it was. Sometimes I like a bit of a break in between, especially on a hot day when the dogs need a break. Like, so if we're racing first race of the day and last race, like sometimes I enjoy that. But I also enjoy getting it all out the way and then going
it's
in.
It's
kind of
nice if you've got a lot on that day. Like if you've got, let's say, singles, you've got PCs, you've got, then block's nice because you get one block out the way and you know you're not going to be going, put them back in, get the others out.
Yeah.
You
know, the dogs come out, stay out for 2-3 races and then go back in.
Yeah.
Rather than out, back in for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm slowly coming round to the block.
Or some of Champ's block.
Yes. Yeah. So, whereas we've always done staggered, haven't we, in Champ's? On UKFL, sorry. but, no, we're slowly coming round the BFA way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was
when's
good.
Our next BFA comp?
It'll be Katie Burns.
Oh, of course.
Carry on.
Sort of September.
Yes. and that was a nice comp as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the teams are faster overall in UKFL.
They are. They are. A few of the bigger teams have come across, haven't they? Because there just isn't a competition for them to.
Yeah.
Yeah. To go faster.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was good. We enjoyed it, and we do like BFA. We do like BFA.
We do.
That was good.
So in our next podcast, what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be prepping for champs.
Yes, so we'll talk about prepping for champs. We'll go through some ring party questions again.
We could talk about Rudfest.
No,
we can't.
We can't
because we're recording it now.
Because we're recording it now, we haven't been to Rudfest yet.
We
could talk about going to Rudfest.
Cool.
Toodles.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yes, thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.